Unit 9. Exercise 3.
Adam, as a journalist, you've been covering environmental issues for a long time. Which events of the last 40 years have been important developments in the environmental movement, would you say?
There have been so many, but some dates and events stand out for me. I would go further back to 1972. That's when the United Nations held its first international conference on the environment.
Was that the Stockholm Conference?
Yes, that's right. And then, let's see, 1978 was when there was a change in thinking among scientists and journalists. The climate experts finally agreed that global warming was real, and the media started writing about it.
I see.
1984 stands out for me too. That was when the world's worst chemical accident took place in Bhopal in India. Pesticides from a chemical factory killed 21,000 people. It was a horrible disaster.
I read about that. And the company tried to cover it up.
Yes. Then 2 years later, in 1986, we had the worst nuclear power accident. That was in Chernobyl in Ukraine.
Chernobyl. Who can forget that? That accident changed a lot of people's minds about nuclear power.
Yes, it did. Then 1992 was memorable. That was the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. At that time, it was the biggest international climate conference ever.
Some important agreements were reached there, right?
That's right.
Some other dates?
Another big event was the documentary film An Inconvenient Truth. Do you remember that? Former US Vice President Al Gore gives this amazing slideshow about the causes and effects of climate change.
Yeah, that film opened my eyes. When did that come out?
That was 2006.
Right.
Then we can't forget 2015 and the climate conference that produced the Paris Agreement. That was when member states set a goal to keep global warming below 2 degrees.
Yes, that was big.
And 2018 was a big year for young people who didn't think the Paris Agreement went far enough.
Are you talking about Greta Thunberg and the movement she started?
Yes, Fridays for Future. That movement really changed the conversation on climate.
It did. One more date, Adam?
2020.
Yeah? Why?
That year set a record for the warmest year ever up until then. And it came at the end of the warmest decade on record. That sent the world a strong message. And of course, we know that it's getting even warmer.